Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dave, we were just debating off the air, which is why we had an awkward intro to you. Let me ask you this.
Well, Bull's like real anal about these things. Go ahead.
So our update guy, Jake.
That was a great reaction.
I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, we'll get to the point here.
So in his update, he mentions that Marcus Peters got traded. And he said, Pro Bowl corner Marcus Peters. And I said, well, Marcus Peters hasn't been a Pro Bowler since 2016. I don't know that we got to refer to him as Pro Bowler Marcus Peters.
Why not? He's a Pro Bowler.
Would you, if you were doing an update, refer to him as Pro Bowler Marcus Peters?
He's not an update guy.
I'm asking David a question.
I don't think I would refer to him as a Pro Bowler.
Right.
It's been a few years.
Yeah.
I think the label gets taken off the year after.
I agree.
I disagree.
Don't make the Pro Bowl.
I disagree. I think it's part of your resume. So that's fine.
So didn't Brandon Lloyd once make the Pro Bowl?
Yeah. Dustin, when you mention Joe Schobert, call him Pro Bowler Joe Schobert. Pro Bowl linebacker.
Yeah. If it was a transaction, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
For now,
The Browns have cut Pro Bowl linebacker Joe Schobert.
I'd like you to say that.
Imagine someone just tuned in and heard that.
Enough bad news. We don't
need
that.
He's not been cut.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Glad to see you're on my side, the side of rational thinking people.
I would also say this. If you're an alternate, I don't know if you get to count it.
Oh. I don't know what to
Marcus
tell you.
Peters wasn't
Unless
an alternate.
They, what
it was 3 years ago.
Pro Bowl alternate.
Pro Bowl alternate. Should we start saying that? Pro Bowl alternate, Joe Schobert?
That would be fair. That'd be fair.
All right, Dave. Lot to get to in the fantasy football
Bull
world.
Bull took
here.
An L, and I got a W.
I'm so annoyed.
Again?
Yeah, I'm just owning this league.
We're both 4-2.
Just owning the league.
I'm still ahead of him at the tiebreaker.
Yeah, but it's embarrassing that I put very little effort in this, and I just have the same record as you.
I'll admit that's true. That's true. I should have a better record. You've been lucky, but...
Been lucky. Yeah. It's all luck, dude.
I got screwed by Jared Goff.
On this.
Cost me the win, that bum. What is going on, Dave, with the St. Louis Rams? Or the St. Louis Rams. The L.A. Rams. What is happening with them?
With the L.A. Rams?
Yeah.
Their offensive line is not very good.
What happened? Wasn't it really strong just last year?
Yeah, and then their center retired, and their guard left in free agency, and they replaced them with average Joes, and one of the average Joes got hurt early last week. And, you know, Jared Goff is a lot like 95% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. When they're protected well, they can make every throw. But when the protection breaks down, they freak out. And last week was just a bad week for them because the 49ers have a really, really good defensive line that I know you guys know about already from when the Niners and the Browns played earlier this year.
Yeah.
So the Rams got their taste of it, and Jared Goff had a hard time making throws. And on top of that, they barely had the ball. I think they had the ball for like 22 minutes in the game, something like that. So the 49ers dominated the clock. They dominated defensively. It left Jared Goff as a total nightmare for fantasy managers. And I used them in my DFS lineup. And, suffice to say, I did not win in DFS with Jared Goff as my quarterback.
Yeah, you know, I was able to trade Todd Gurley away in my big league last week, and I traded Juju Smith-Schuster the other day. And you look at guys like that, guy like O.J. Howard, who have been big this – I guess Gurley hasn't been that big a disappointment, but Juju has been, O.J. Howard. Of all the guys that have been big disappointments early, who do you have the most faith in coming back the rest of the way?
Let's start with DeAndre Hopkins, who was the number one receiver taken in a lot of fantasy drafts. He's still top five in targets in the NFL, still part of a really good passing offense. I think that his numbers will come. I think now's the time to buy back into him or trade for him, obviously, if you didn't get him. If the guy that had DeAndre Hopkins thinks he's a bum now, man, make an offer. Get him on your team. Same exact thing with Travis Kelce. Kelce really he's got one touchdown this year. I don't think he even has 500 yards receiving. But he's getting a ton of targets. He's a big part of what the Chiefs do. His numbers will see some positive regression in the weeks to come, especially when Kansas City's offensive line gets in better shape and Tyreek Hill starts dragging defenders downfield. That'll open a lot underneath up for Travis Kelce. Those would be two guys that might have been first-round picks. Hopkins certainly was a first-round pick, I think the better days are coming for them. And I'll give you one more, guys.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams. He's got the turf toe right now. We don't know when he's coming back. If the price is right in a trade for Devontae Adams, go get him, especially if your record is 6-0, 5-1, maybe even 4-2. You're probably thinking about making a run in your league. That's the type of guy you buy low on now and you savor when he comes back and he puts up huge numbers.
Dave, there's a report that Trent Williams, one of our local reporters, is reporting that Trent Williams is going to get traded to the Browns. Now, he's 31. He hasn't had training camp. He hasn't played. He hasn't played a full season in a number of years. What we do know, when he's healthy, he's really good. Browns' offensive line's been their biggest question mark this season. Now, it was pretty good against Seattle, and they played pretty well against Baltimore. Other games, not so much, especially against the better D-lines. How much of a difference, fantasy-wise and football-wise, do you think, if the Browns get Trent Williams? What do you think of him at this point in his career?
Oh, I still think he's very good. He can probably give you 2-3 more very good years. He's a high-quality offensive tackle. He's just one that comes with a lot of injury risk. So I hope the Browns aren't paying too much for him if they do end up grabbing him from Washington. And my understanding was that Washington didn't want to trade him. So this is actually news to me. Yes, he would be a big upgrade to what the Browns are doing on the offensive line. It would make the Austin Corbett trade sensible, because I thought Corbett was somebody that had some value as at least a solid offensive lineman for the Browns. Now, if they trade him away and they bring in Trent Williams, that makes some sense for the shuffling, and they need to do something because they need Baker Mayfield, just like Jared Goff. He needs time to throw. He doesn't want to feel that pressure. He will melt down, and you can already tell that he's leaving the pocket earlier. He's throwing too soon because the offensive line hasn't been giving him the time that he needs to make throws. He's human. So once that happens, once that's fixed, and if it's fixed with Trent Williams, this offense should get a lot better. Maybe we should add Odell Beckham to that list of players to trade for who disappointed to begin the game.
It's not official yet, but Trent Williams has just recently followed Juice Landry, OBJ, and Baker Mayfield on Instagram.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He's getting serious.
Getting hot and heavy. Getting hot and heavy.
Interesting. It's interesting that the Browns must think that they can still win the division. And you know what? They can.
Of course they can.
Look around. Cincinnati's going nowhere. It's going to be hard for Pittsburgh to stay competitive. And the Ravens are beatable. So,
and you've already beat them.
I get what Dorsey's doing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Let me ask you about another team here. Dave Richard joins us every week at this time to talk fantasy football, and he's the expert, and we love to get his analysis. Dave, let me ask you about Gallup in Dallas. I loved him coming out of Colorado State. Saw him at the Senior Bowl. And he's having a hell of a year. Do you think it's legit, and is it sustainable? What do you think?
Definitely legit, definitely sustainable, and what an opportunity he's got if Amari Cooper doesn't play this week to be the number one guy for the Cowboys against the Eagles in that secondary that Stephon Diggs scored on 3 times last week. I think that this is a real good opportunity, but again, the theme of today's call is going to be offensive line. The Cowboys went into that game against the Jets without both their starting tackles. If that's the case again this week, it's going to be hard for Dak Prescott to throw downfield. But if he's got even one of those tackles, I would imagine Jason Witten will do a little bit more blocking than route running, and that'll open things up. I'll take Michael Gallup all day long, no matter which Eagles defensive back he runs downfield with. He should have a monster game with lots of targets, and he should continue to put up some numbers. He's got an outside shot at 1,000 yards this year.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. Dave, the Giants had everybody out last week, but this week, Saquon Barkley may be back. Evan Engram may be back. Who else?
Sterling Shepard.
Oh, he won't be back. But do we think? Yeah. Do you think that Barkley and Engram will be back this week? And if so, what do we? I mean, obviously, with Barkley, we expect great things. What about Engram?
So he had a sprained MCL. I'd be mildly surprised if Evan Engram makes it back this week. But if he does, look, fantasy managers know what to do with Evan Engram because he gets so many targets. He's not really a tight end. He's more of a wide receiver at the tight end position. And that size-speed combination it would really be difficult on the Arizona Cardinals. And you guys know this. The Cardinals have allowed a touchdown to a tight end in all but one game this year. The only game they didn't do it was against Cincinnati, and even in that game, it was Auden Tate who scored, and he's built like a tight end, and he's not exactly explosive. So I think if Evan Engram plays, fantasy managers know what to do with him. If he doesn't play, or if you've got Evan Engram as your only tight end, maybe you went with Jimmy Graham or Vance McDonald this past week, go look up Rhett Ellison. He had 7 targets last week for the G-men, and he has this great matchup and this great opportunity against Arizona and this terrible pass defense.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. All right, let's get to some fan questions here, Dave, because we got plenty of them. Timmy asks, Sutton or Eckler as a flex? Doesn't say whether it's PPR or not.
Yeah, I think the answer is going to be Sutton. And the way that he's getting targets, he's the number one receiver in Denver, and the matchup against Kansas City should mean passing for the Broncos.
Andrew asks, Josh Gordon or Singletary at flex?
You know, I don't know if either of those guys are going to end up playing.
That's true.
Let's just live in an imaginary world where they're both playing. One of them will be running against the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to take that guy, and that's Devin Singletary.
Real Xavier P tweets, are Kareem Hunt or Zay Jones worth a stash in a 16-team league? Certainly Hunt is.
I think they both are. And Hunt, for obvious reasons, he would be the guy that would get a lot of playing time in the event that Nick Chubb gets hurt. I am not convinced that Nick Chubb is going to see his touches go down just because Kareem Hunt comes back after a 2-month suspension. But Zay Jones is a good short area pass catcher. And he's kind of got a big body. And I think the Raiders are desperate for receiving help. And you know how Derek Carr rolls. He drops back and he gets rid of the ball as soon as humanly possible. Mm. So Zay Jones could end up getting a lot of targets. I picked him up in our Dynasty League. He's done absolutely nothing for the Bills, but I think he could get some good opportunities right away with Oakland.
Will asks, thoughts on Darnold after the New England game? He says he's been streaming quarterbacks. Darnold, Jones, Winston, Rivers, Allen. What do you think?
I love Darnold after this Patriots game. The schedule for the Jets is really, really good. And the Bills have an amazing schedule starting this week. And Josh Allen would be another guy. And those are two waiver wire quarterbacks I think fantasy managers should consider. A, if they've been streaming. B, if they've got a stud quarterback who's eventually going to go on bye. A ton of them are going to start hitting the bye weeks coming up as soon as this week, honestly. I think that there's plenty of good quarterbacks out there in fantasy, but Darnold and Josh Allen, the best may be yet to come with both of them.
All right, Craig tweets, PPR pick 2, Gallup, Tate, John Brown.
I'm going to go with Gallup, and I'm not sure which Tate you're talking about, Bull.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it matters, because John Brown against the Dolphins, he's due for a big game. It's a great matchup. I would expect him to find the end zone.
Novel tweets, dropping Delanie Walker. Which tight end should I pick up?
So my favorite tight end to pick up, if you can find him, is Hunter Henry. Believe it or not, he's still available in about a third of CBS Sports leagues. People gave up on him after he got hurt. And I can't say I blame him, but now I think you've got to go get him. He should be your number one priority off waivers tonight, whether you need a tight end or not. If he's not there, I would consider Darren Fells in a PPR league. He's given you at least 10 PPR points. 3 of his last 4 games, and the Texans are trying to incorporate him a little bit more into their offense.
Let's see. We got Brittany. Let's go rapid fire, Dave. Brittany, I need a waiver wire flex pickup, PPR, Devontae Parker, Kenny Stills, or Chase Edmonds?
I think Edmonds is the one to go with.
Brian, McLaurin or Tyrell Williams?
McLaurin.
E-Rock says, should I have faith in Alvin Kamara, Melvin Gordon, and trade Dalvin Cook for Patrick Mahomes?
No, you're giving up way too much for Patrick Mahomes. No way.
Unless it's a fair deal. What if it's a 2-quarterback league?
I think it's pretty close if it's a 2-quarterback league, Bull. I don't know if I would necessarily do it even in that.
Ricky tweets, Chubb and Dede Westbrook for KJ, Kerryon Johnson, Shark, and Gore. Who wins, PPR?
The Chubb side.
Yeah. Giving up David Johnson, Scary Terry for OBJ and Kelsey? Too much?
Way too much. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Kerryon Johnson for George Kittle.
That one's a lot closer. I think if you need a tight end, that's probably a good trade.
Trade value for Bell, Zeke, and Adams in a PPR. I don't know.
They're going to be right toward the top. You know, Devontae Adams would probably be the only one that would not be anywhere close. He would probably be more of a top 15 type wide receiver, but that's why we're trying to buy him low right now.
Hey, you think Ryan Tannehill is going to start for the Titans?
I think he will. I don't know if he's going to be any good for the Titans, but sneaky PPR sleeper. Maybe you start with this in daily fantasy rather than your seasonal fantasy leagues. But I think Adam Humphries, working out of the slot, could get a lot of targets from Tannehill.
Who's a better 2-quarterback league? Who would you rather have for weeks 8 and 9 as your third quarterback, Mason Rudolph or Tannehill?
Rudolph, because I think he might be the better talent of the two, and he might have the job for the rest of the season.
Dave, good stuff, buddy. New trade charts up for week 7. What else you got?
Well, we've got a live waiver wire show tonight on CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ. That's our live 24/7 sports news streaming channel. You can get it anywhere where you get Wi-Fi. It's an hour of me and Heath Cummings going over who will help you win your fantasy league in week 7 off the waiver wire. Hunter Henry is going to be the first name out of our mouth, but who's going to be the second one? A lot of running backs and a lot of wide receivers worth adding off waivers. That kicks off at 8 p.m. on CBSSports.com.
Dave, good stuff as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Gentlemen, continue to rock in your fantasy.
There you go. Dave Richard, our CBSSports.com fantasy football guru.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.